Psalm 36, When Sin Preaches and When God Overwhelms. 1. The Oracle You Didn't Ask For, VV1:4. Psalm 36 begins with a startling phrase, I have a message from God in my heart concerning the sinfulness of the wicked. New International Version. In Hebrew, it is even sharper, an oracle of transgression, Neum Pesha. Neum is the solemn word prophets used for Thus Says the Lord. David dares to say that sin has its own prophecy, its own liturgy, its own sermon, spoken inside a person. Western readers often imagine temptation as a few bad thoughts. The psalm pictures something more organized, a rival voice that interprets reality. Transgression becomes a priest at the altar of the self, pronouncing blessings. You're fine. You're right. You're the exception. That is why David says the wicked flatters himself until he can't even detect his own fault. Sin's genius is not first in making us do evil, but in making us unable to name it. Paul quotes this psalm in Romans 3:18. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Notice, it is not the absence of religion, but the absence of awe. When the fear of God disappears, we do not become neutral, we become self-ruled, and the self is a harsh king. 2. The Geography of Grace, VV5:9. Then the psalm abruptly widens like a camera pulling back from a cramped room into open sky. Your love, Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your righteousness is like the highest mountains. New International Version. God's steadfast love, Ihasid, is not a mood. It is covenant loyalty. God binding himself to people who can't hold themselves together. David stacks images that would land differently in an ancient Near Eastern world. Mountains, the strongest thing you can see. And the great deep, the untamable chaos beneath. God's righteousness is mountain solid. God's judgments are ocean deep. The point is not that we understand him, but that we can trust him when we don't. And then, water. You give them drink from your river of delights. New International Version. In a dry land where springs meant survival, David says God is not merely sufficient, he is abundant. The phrase delights echoes Eden-like joy, not the thin pleasure of escape, but the full pleasure of being home with God. Augustine heard Christ here, the fountain of life, see John 1:4, not only forgiving sin, but outlasting it. 3. A prayer for ongoing mercy, VV10:12. The final petition is not dramatic. Continue your love. That may be the most mature prayer in the Psalter. Not new mercy, but continuing mercy, because tomorrow sin will preach again and we will need God's better sermon. Light that exposes without shaming and heals without bargaining. See also Psalm 17:8, Revelation 22:1-2. Suggested cross-references, Romans 3:10-18, John 8:12, Ezekiel 47:1-12, James 1:17. Hymn to sit with, O love that will not let me go.
Prayer. Lord, silence the false oracle in me, the voice that flatters, excuses, and hides. Give me the fear of God that is not terror, but clarity. Let your steadfast love be higher than my shame and deeper than my confusion. Bring me again under the shelter of your wings and let me drink from your river until my desires are remade. In your light, let me see light. Amen.